the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship wherever you are, whenever you're watching this, as we continue building on from Ash Wednesday our journey through Lent. Just a reminder, our Lent reflection group begins on Thursday evening, looking at God and the pandemic. You'll need a book if you haven't got one already to participate in that. And that secondly, if you're not tempted by that or want to do something else, our diocese is running a Rhythm of Life course, which is the clues in the title, about shaping our life to the rhythm of God's grace. So you may like to follow that through Lent, but we will be running it here at St. Mary's later in the year, probably during Advent, should you wish to join us for that. But if you'd like to anticipate that, then please do share in those. The resources are really good, I've seen them, so do share in those if you'd like to.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation into sin. We confess to you our selfishness and lack of love. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said to Noah, and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. At some point, we all leave home. It is something that we do throughout our lives. But when is the right time to leave? For some, there isn't a right time. Choosing to leave a place of familiarity and security to start a new life elsewhere. Leaving those places and people that are familiar, comfortable and predictable. Other times people can't wait to leave, to pursue a new way of living, of self-sufficiency and independence. Regardless of whether we choose or the circumstances of life push us out of the door, leaving home is part of life. It happens in lots of different ways and at different times. Although leaving home might be only associated with the physical action of packing your most precious things into a box and waving goodbye, there is often a strong feeling of bereavement or emotional detachment. I was 30 when I left home for the first time, never going to university in my teens, but until much later than that. It was the right time for me to fly the nest. Although I only went a short distance, I felt a mix of hopefulness and sadness. Whatever age we leave, there is no doubt it can be difficult, frightening and risky. Moving home or leaving home invites us to change and opens us to new discoveries about ourselves. It challenges our understandings of where we find significance, meaning and security. Ultimately, though, leaving home is the beginning of a new journey, a journey of growth. And we, I think, are more vulnerable and in the need of God when we leave home. Leaving home is not just our circumstances. The Old Testament is full of stories of God's people leaving their homes. Adam and Eve left the garden. Noah was told to leave his home on dry land. God told Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Jacob ran away from home, fearing his life. There are many more examples. And in today's gospel, Jesus is leaving home. As Mark tells it, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee to the river Jordan. He left his home and now stands with John in the Jordan, the border between home and the wilderness. After his baptism, he continues, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And it was this wilderness, Jesus leaving behind the familiar home, that he became aware of his vulnerability and his need of God. Last Sunday, Matthew used these words, standing on the edge of Lent, as we were to think about the beginning of the season. It made me think of standing on the edge of a curb, perhaps, waiting for the green man, ready to step off, perhaps into the unknown, into the wilderness. If going into the wilderness is Jesus' way, then surely it is our way too. So we have made the first step off the curb into our journey, into the holy season of Lent. Sadly and poignantly, this year we couldn't gather on Wednesday for our service of Ashing. Instead, we observed Matthew being marked with ash for us all. Maybe you marked your own forehead as a sign. Ash Wednesday makes us consider the dust of our creation, and today the gospel takes us into the wilderness. The two cannot be separated. Wednesday's ashes lead us to contemplate our vulnerability. Today we consider the wilderness and how uncomfortable this can be. The wilderness is the place that we may have found ourselves in the last few, almost a year of lockdown. It has been hard to continue and to accept that what we have might suddenly and cruelly be taken away. Even though it has been uncomfortable and painful, I'm certain we've all shown resilience and strength, and probably quite a lot of humour. Strength and resilience that we didn't know we had. One thing we have had to face is that we have left behind what was, and what will be is not yet clear. In the wilderness, we come face to face with the reality of our lives, things done and left undone, our fears, our hopes and dreams, our sorrows and losses. And so we enter into this season of Lent. We leave behind the familiar. We leave home and go into the wilderness with the knowledge and confidence that Christ has gone before us. In the wilderness, our illusions of self-sufficiency are offered to God. Our helplessness opens us to God's grace, and our guilt is overcome by God's compassion. We go into the wilderness to discover anew the joy of being beloved. We go into the wilderness to learn once more what it means to be loved and be loved. We go to listen for the voice of God calling us back home. We go to see Christ more clearly in the world around us. We go into the wilderness because that is where we encounter God. We go to the wilderness because we can no longer be as we have always been. So as we journey on in these next few weeks, we see the wilderness that we have come from, and we know that there will be still yet wilderness to come. But through it all, we hold on to the identity that we have in Christ. We are God's beloved, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. With those words, Christ will lead us through the wilderness, back home. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has raised him on high, and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
As children of our Heavenly Father, who knows us so well and loves us completely, let us pray. To the bidding, Lord of Lent, please respond, renew our lives. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Lord Jesus, you faced temptation in your life and overcame it by staying true to God's law. When we face temptation, save us from our human weakness that makes it hard to resist. Grant us strength to stand up against all that is evil, and keep us firm in times of trial and temptation, knowing that your support and love are always close at hand. Make us resolute in obeying your will and seeking your kingdom, that we may stay true to you and proclaim your salvation. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. In our cycle of prayer for the worldwide Anglican Communion, our prayers are asked today for the Church of the Province of Central Africa, for the Most Reverend Albert Shammah, Archbishop, and for all who worship you there, that we may be connected through prayer. In our own Diocese of Leeds, we pray today for the East Leeds Food Bank, based at St. Richard's Church in Seacroft, and all volunteer workers there. Creator God, we live in a world where some of us throw food away while others go hungry. May we shop and eat wisely, not wasting or destroying what we do not need. God, help us to share in your love for the whole of creation. We pray for Matthew and the coronavirus management team here at St. Mary's. Guide them, Lord, in the decisions they have to make for our well-being and for the life, teaching and fellowship of the Church, our Christian family. Help us to support and care for one another as true family members. As we begin our Lenten pilgrimage, we pray for all who are preparing to take part in our Lent course beginning on Thursday. May this period of Lent be a time for reflection and renewal for everyone. In our community, we pray for those who deliver our mail, empty our bins, and serve in our shops, and for the work of the St. John's Ambulance. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. We pray for our world, a world of lockdown and separation from loved ones, a world where people are afraid, a world of poverty for some and abundant riches for others, a world of inequality, a world where people are fighting each other as well as the pandemic. Lord, may we generously share our resources, our vaccines, and our love. We pray for our government and its advisers as they prepare to guide us through the next stage of our fight against the coronavirus. May we in turn continue to be vigilant and patient for the good of all. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Father, we pray for our families, friends and neighbours, remembering especially those who live in Templestowe Crescent. May our homes soon be places of welcome again, where your love, Father, is woven into all our relationships. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Lord, we hold before you this morning all those who are in need, the sick, the elderly, the lonely, and the sad, and those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, and Mary Metcalf. May they know your presence and so find strength and grace in you. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. We commend into your hands, O Lord, those known to us who have recently died. Clive Cooper, and those who have died from COVID-19. You gave them breath and loved them through their lives. Receive them now in your infinite tenderness and give them peace. And on the anniversary of their death, Ethel Wood, Rosalind Binns, and Eric Bull, may they rest in peace. Father, help us to recognize and resist the temptation to stray from your ways. And we thank you for the knowledge that nothing is beyond your forgiveness, and no one beyond the limits of your love. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to his grace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Oh,
lead us to your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and Everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer, and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendor of your love. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast with joyful hearts and minds, we bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven is broken for the life of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world, feed us with your presence. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. We pray together. Heavenly Father, your Son battled with the powers of darkness and grew closer to you in the desert. Help us to use these days to grow in wisdom and prayer, that we may witness to your saving love. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From the death of sin, raised you to new life in Christ, keep you from falling, and set you in the presence of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.